Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
We're doing great. It's Thursday. We're almost into the weekend. Tomorrow's going to be a special episode because I'll be doing the last two ciphers.
Yeah, that's right.
But today is just one.
One more.
So we'll go ahead and get it going, huh?
Yeah, let's hear what you got.
All right, so today's actually, it's not quite a cipher, but it's called the Enigma Machine. So do you know of anything about the Enigma Machine?
I've not heard anything about it.
Because I didn't know anything about it either.
Well, we're in the same boat. Let's find out.
After the conclusion of World War I, the German military began laying the groundwork for future conflicts with the development of a typewriter-like contraption that generated an ever-changing system of encrypted messages. So it's said to have been named for Elgers Vitration's The Enigma Machine, enabled users to type in letters that wound through a series of interior rotors before spitting out different letters. So the recipient of the coded would be able to adjust his machine's rotors to the same position that the original typing would be, and then it would allow him to actually read the original message. Of course, one good encryption machine deserves another, and British mathematician Alan Turing managed to automate his code-breaking techniques into what became known as the BOEM, helping the Allied forces decipher critical messages during World War II. So even though it was a cool thought, it worked.
Yeah, but we're able to snuff it out.
They were able to snuff it out relatively quickly and was able to figure that stuff out.
That's crazy. Those Germans, man, they get beat in World War I. They get all those penalties from, you know, the European Union, everything like that. But in the background, they're already coming up with their next dastardly plan.
Exactly. But they got cracked. It didn't work.
We beat them again.
But, yeah, that's still a cool little machine,
I guess. No, I did not know that. Yeah, but interesting to hear about that for sure. Okay, my did you know for you today. So did you know that eel blood is poisonous to humans?
Eel blood?
Yes.
Well, how did we find that out?
Well, because, you know, sushi's very common, right?
Okay, that's true.
People like to eat raw fish.
Yep.
That's one raw fish you do not want to eat.
Not that one.
Because then it's poisonous.
Okay.
So eating eel is common around the world, especially in Japan, because it is found in sushi. But whether you're eating freshwater or marine eel, it's going to always be served cooked, because if you don't cook it, then the toxins found in its blood can cause extreme muscle cramping if consumed.
Wow.
So the cramping actually affects your most important muscle, your heart, which is why eating raw eel can be fatal. So luckily, when eels are cooked, those deadly toxins break down and the animal becomes safe to consume. And the good news is it tastes just as good cooked, because it's more of a softer texture, kind of similar to squid.
Yeah, I've had eel before. That's why I didn't know that it was.
Yeah, just make sure. Yeah, make sure
poisonous.
You know. Yeah, but I think everyone, at least chefs, know that. So you don't have to worry about eating it. Just want to make sure you cook it. You can't have it like you would some other sushi where it's raw.
And not only do the chefs know it, but now all of our listeners know
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So, interesting stuff there today, that learning more about another cipher. This one, more recent times, we're getting creeping up closer. That's
to
only about,
modern.
You know, 100 years ago or so.
Yep.
So, pretty cool. And then learning about a little sushi facts and eels. Make sure you get those eels served up nicely.
Make your heart cramp up.
Yeah, we don't want that. So, come on back tomorrow to find out more cool stuff on the Did You Know Show.